Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family. Thank you for joining this podcast today. I'm so glad you are here. Today, we are looking at a theme that we all need. The topic is the blessing of rest. Our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, which says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let me start with a story I came across in a TED Talk by Arianna Huffington, the co-founder of the Huffington Post. In her book, Thrive, she shares a personal experience that changed her life. Arianna was once working tirelessly, chasing success, staying up late, and surviving on just a few hours of sleep each night. One day, she collapsed from exhaustion, hit her head on her desk, and woke up in a pool of her own blood. That scary moment forced her to reevaluate her priorities and embrace the importance of rest and renewal. Now, I know most of us might not collapse physically like Arianna did, but let me ask you, when was the last time you truly rested, not just slept, but experienced deep rest in your soul? Jesus' invitation in Matthew 11 is both tender and powerful. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Can you hear the compassion in his voice? This is not a rest that the world gives. This is not just a weekend off work. This is God's rest, a deep, soul-refreshing peace that goes beyond physical tiredness. Let me ask you, are you feeling mentally drained today, emotionally worn out, spiritually dry? We live in a world that glorifies hustle and busyness. The culture says, "Sleep when you're dead." But God says, "Rest, my child. Come apart before you fall apart." Psalm 23, verse 2 to 3 reminds us that God makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. Isn't that beautiful? God isn't just interested in what you can do for him. He is interested in the health of your soul. But why do we often resist rest? Sometimes it's guilt. Sometimes it's pressure. Sometimes it's the feeling that the world will collapse if we step back for even a moment. But remember this, God rested after creation. According to Luke chapter 5 verse 16, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places to pray and recharge. If the creator of the universe and the savior of the world prioritized rest, shouldn't we? Let me pause here and ask you again. What's keeping you from resting? Is it fear? Is it pride? Is it unbelief that God can handle things while you take a break? There's a blessing attached to rest. In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15, God says, "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength." When we pause to rest, we are saying, "God, I trust you. I trust that you are in control while I pause to breathe and recharge." Rest is not laziness. Rest is faith in action. Rest says, "I'm not God. God is God, and he's got this." And when we embrace rest, we become more productive, more focused, more joyful, and more spiritually sensitive. So today, can you take a step of faith and embrace God's peace and renewal? What would it look like for you to intentionally find some time to rest this week? Maybe it's setting boundaries. Maybe it's switching off your phone for a few hours. Maybe it's going for a quiet walk or spending extra time in God's presence without rushing. This is the seventh month, and the Bible says, "On the seventh day, God rested." I pray God will give you true rest this month of July in Jesus' name. Today, I want you to take some time to reflect on these things. Are you living at a sustainable pace? Where in your life do you sense God inviting you to slow down? What can you do practically this week to embrace rest and renewal? Take a moment and just breathe deeply right now. Let God's peace fill your heart. As you go today, remember, you are not alone. God is your shepherd. He restores your soul. You don't have to do it all. You are allowed to rest. You'll be amazed how God will refresh you, renew your mind, and even give you clearer direction when you slow down and let Him take over. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the beautiful gift of rest. Thank you for inviting us to lay our burdens down at your feet. Lord, we surrender every anxiety, every worry, every to-do list into your capable hands today. Refresh our minds, renew our spirits, restore our energy. Let your peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds today. Help us not just to rest physically, but to experience the deep soul-level rest that only you can give. Bless everyone listening right now. Let today be filled with your peace and strength. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you today, please share this podcast with someone who may need encouragement. Let's spread hope and help others discover the beauty of God's rest. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for a year. Stay blessed and winning every day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.